both the president and the secretary of the pink body have been arrested without charge. And we see this nothing but harassment and intimidation of union officials.
ACTU President Jed Carney. Under Fiji's various decrees, unionism has virtually been outlawed. This past week, Felix Anthony and Daniel Urai, both prominent union officials from the Fiji Trades Union Congress, were arrested.
They have only been trying to do their job, which has become very difficult under the new laws, because under the public emergency regulations, you can't hold a meeting with more than three people. You're not allowed to have any free press or print any published material. It makes it very, very difficult to actually do any trade union business at all.
She says Australian companies who are operating out of the Pacific Island nation have a responsibility and must take a stand against the regime to protect the rights of their employees.
Qantas, of course, has a 46% share in Air Pacific, which is an airline operating out of Fiji, and a lot of Australians would use Air Pacific to go for holidays in Fiji. ANZ and Westpac are major employers. ANZ, of course, has its Pacific hub really located in Fiji. So we are calling on those companies that operate in Fiji to publicly come out and make a statement condemning the arrest of the trade unionists. We have asked them for their support. We have had an unsatisfactory response so far.
Shannon O'Keefe is campaign coordinator in the South Pacific for the International Transport Workers Federation. She says Australian companies in Fiji should make it clear they've done everything possible not to profit from the laws.
They need to look at ways that they can ensure that they don't make a profit off the regime's activities, and that they can report back to shareholders and to workers that they've done everything they can to ensure that they don't use, in particular, the Essential National Industries Decree to severely cut wages and conditions for workers in Fiji.
But despite pressure from unions in the region, the Australian-owned companies have been unresponsive. Shannon O'Keefe says they're now preparing to start a public campaign to shed light on the island paradise's human rights record and to urge people to spend their holidays elsewhere.
People like Daniel Urai and Felix Anthony, who are going around the world and talking to people about what's really going on there, that it's not just a paradise for holidaymakers, are in for a tough time. They're very brave indeed. I don't think there's one thing that we can do to reverse the violence of this regime. I think they'll get more confident and potentially this will happen more. What we want to do is mount a two-stage campaign of educating people about what's going on, identifying to the Australian public and to the media when things like the detention and the assault of unionists happened, and we'll direct our anger at those companies that are making a profit out of it, like Air Pacific.
Jed Carney.
We think that we could actually run a campaign saying, you know, reconsider any holidays in Fiji. We are also considering running a campaign around the textile clothing and footwear industry, where we will be saying don't buy clothing that is made in Fiji, and we will be doing some public awareness of what companies use Fiji to manufacture their clothing.
Is there anything these companies can do, because they are operating in Fiji and shouldn't they be abiding by the laws?
Well, we think that they can actually say to their employees up front that they are very happy for them to stay members of a union. They will be negotiating in good faith, that they will not use the decree to lower their wages and conditions, and they will look after their workers.
From tomorrow onwards, all existing collective agreements in Fiji will be cancelled under the Essential National Industries Decree. Jed Carney says it's likely the implications of this will be wide-reaching.
Most of the workers in these industries who have, say, an enterprise agreement with set conditions, if they haven't actually renegotiated with their employer by now, and the decree makes it very difficult to do that as a collective, they may well lose all of their rights. Basically, the employer can go in and pay them whatever they like, and that is a great shame for the workers of Fiji, 40 or 50% of whom already live below the poverty line.